Our second scripture reading is from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And I invite you again to hear the word of the Lord. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals on your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So last week, as a refresher for those of you who were here and for those of you who were not here, last week we started a summer sermon series on worship, where each week we're going to look at a different element of worship, the call to worship, the prayer of confession, the sermon, the benediction, and we're going to ask three questions. What do we do? Why do we do it? And how do we live it out? The idea being that we want to be more mindful about what we do here, while also recognizing that what we do here has implications far beyond this room. So we started last week with the call to worship, and this week we are looking at the prayer of invocation. So what do we do, why do we do it, and how do we live it out? Now, at first glance, the first question is pretty simple. Prayer of invocation, what do? We pray. We say a prayer at the beginning of worship that ends with the Lord's Prayer. And just as an aside, not every church says the Lord's Prayer at the end of the prayer of invocation. Some say it during the prayers of the people, which we do during the prayer of dedication after the offering. But the reason we do it then, at the end of the prayer of invocation, is because we decided years back that we wanted to say it while the children were still in worship with us, so that they could say this prayer with us each week as a way of learning it and participating in worship. So that's why we do it then. But on the surface, yeah, it's pretty simple. We say a prayer. But what are we praying for? It's called the prayer of invocation. Invocation comes from the word invoke, which means to call upon or to summon. So a lot of times we take that to mean that in this prayer we are calling upon God. We are summoning God, asking God to be present with us as we worship. I've heard a lot of prayers of invocation where the person praying asks God to be with us in our worship, as if God was not already with us until we prayed this prayer. It reminds me of a story from the end of Exodus, not the reading we just had, but at the end of Exodus, where Moses is preparing the tabernacle. This is the tent of meeting where the people of Israel gather to worship God when they're out wandering in the wilderness after they've left slavery in Egypt. So they're setting up this tent, and bear with me for a second. It says, Moses set up the tabernacle. He laid its bases and set up its frames and put in its poles and raised up its pillars. And he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent over it. He took the covenant and put it into the ark and put the poles on the ark and set the mercy seat above the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the curtain for screening and screened the ark of the covenant. He put the table in the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside the curtain and set the bread in order on it before the Lord. He put the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle and set up the lamps before the Lord. He put the golden altar in the tent of meeting before the curtain and offered fragrant incense on it. He also put in place the screen for the entrance of the tabernacle. He set the altar of burnt offering at the entrance of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting and offered on it the burnt offering and the grain offering. He set the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it for washing, with which Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet. When they went into the tent of meeting and when they approached the altar, they washed. He set up the court around the tabernacle and the altar and put up the screen at the gate of the court. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So there were all these things that Moses had to do, and then God was present. And a lot of times we get into that same mindset. If we do this, if we pray this prayer, if we say the right words, then God will be with us. But the thing is, that's not how the story started with Moses. Moses was out tending his father-in-law's sheep when he saw a bush that was on fire. He said, "I need to go check this out." And when he did, God spoke to him. Moses didn't have to do anything. He actually stopped doing and turned aside to see. God was already there. And Moses simply stumbled into the presence of the Lord. I mean, chances are Moses had passed by this place time and time again while he was tending his father-in-law's sheep, but he had never recognized or been aware of the presence of God before this moment. It's like Jacob in the story from Genesis that we heard. He flees into the wilderness from his brother Esau, who wants to kill him. He stops for the night, and while he's sleeping, he has a dream in which he sees angels going up and down a ladder to and from heaven, and God speaks to him. When he wakes up in the morning, he says, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." He didn't have to do anything to make God show up. God was already there. He just wasn't aware of it. Maybe God is already here. Maybe God has been with you all along, and you just weren't aware of it. It's like the picture, the print that hangs right outside the door to the sanctuary. Does everyone know this? You walk by
this every Sunday. I want to see how many of you actually know about it.
How many of you have stopped and seen this? Some of you have, some of you have not. It's been hanging there for, I don't know, for years. It's a Norman Rockwell painting. It's hard for you to see where you are right now. It's of a church, a big cathedral. It looks like in the middle of a busy city, and there's all kinds of people walking by on their way to work in the morning. And there's someone up on a ladder, and he's changing the sign of the church, putting up letters that say, "Lift up thine eyes. Lift up thine eyes." But all these people are walking by, either looking down at the ground or just looking straight ahead. And no one is looking up, and no one sees him doing this. They're all seemingly too busy to stop and recognize the presence of God. And I wonder, you know, how many of us walk by this print every single Sunday on our way in here. It's been here for years, and yet we don't even know it's there. How many of us are too busy doing to lift up our eyes and recognize the presence of God that is all around us? What if the prayer of invocation is not about us invoking the presence of God? What if it's about God invoking something in us? Calling upon our presence, saying to us, "Lift up thine eyes and be mindful of my presence." When Moses finishes preparing the tabernacle, it says that the cloud covered the tent of meeting and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. But the thing is, the cloud had been with them all along. Ever since they left Egypt, the cloud was going before them. They weren't just now entering into the presence of the Lord. They had been in the presence of the Lord the whole time. They were just in that moment entering a more intentional awareness of God's presence. A lot of times we think that we need to go to church or go to this special place somewhere to be in the presence of God. But God is always present. God has been with you this whole week before you ever came here. It's just that here, in this time, we are especially mindful of God's presence. We enter into a deeper awareness of it. And so the prayer of invocation is about us preparing our hearts and our minds, as Moses prepared the tabernacle, to enter into a deeper awareness of God's presence. To be more intentional about recognizing that we are in the presence of God here so that we can continue to recognize it out there. It's like we're practicing God's presence. We lift up our eyes here so that we can walk out of here with them still lifted up, recognizing the ways that God is present everywhere, in everyone, always. And that leads us into how we live this out. The prayer of invocation is not just something we do here. It is something we can do out there. God, make me mindful of your presence. Let me see you all around me. I think that an awareness of the constant presence of God changes the way that we pray. I remember early on in my ministry, when I would pray with people, I would so often pray, God, be with them. God, be with Betty as she goes into surgery. Lord, be with this family as they travel, as if God was not already with them. But when I grew into a deeper awareness of the constant presence of God, it changed the way that I pray. We know that you are with Betty, Lord. Help her to see and feel your presence. What if instead of praying, God, be with my kids, be with my family, what if you prayed, God, help my children be aware of your presence. May this person I love know that you are with them. That's a very different prayer. Not just be with me, Lord, but you are with me, Lord. Even in this, open my eyes to your presence. Help me see. So recognizing the constant presence of God, it changes the way that we pray. But it also has to change the way that we live. It changes the way that we treat people. Jesus talks about a time when we will all stand before God and God says to us, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. And we say to God, Lord, when? When did we see you? When did we do that? And God says, just as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me. That God is present in those people, in all people. The challenge for us is to recognize not just the ways that God is present in our lives, in my life. The challenge is to recognize the ways that God is present in everyone. When we are living out the prayer of invocation, we are approaching each conversation, each interaction, intentional about recognizing that we are in the presence of God. Mindful that God is present in this person. Whether it's the person on the street asking you for money or food, or the person at work or in your neighborhood or at school who you just cannot stand, or the person of a different race, or even the racist whom you deplore, God is present in all of them. So when you're tempted to look away and ignore them and act like you don't see them so that you don't have to interact with them, lift up your eyes. See them. see the imago Dei, the image of God that is present in them, the same one that is present in you. Make your interaction with them a prayer. I know that you are already here, God, in this person. Help me see, especially when it's hard. Open my eyes to your presence in them. You might walk away saying, like Jacob did, surely the Lord is in this place, in this person, and I did not know it. God is present all around us all the time. We just need to be intentional about recognizing that we are always, always in the presence of God. Amen.